Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'm going to say this. I love my girl Jimenez. Reasoning. And I'm going to steal this one. First the surgery, then the dress.
Then
first the tits, and then something. Then that can be held up.
And then you can put a dress on me. Then you can marry
then
me.
Then you can. She even says, I'll look first way more beautiful surgery. In the dress if I
Boy,
have boobs.
What a salesperson.
Golly.
I admire the shit out of it.
Boy, the sheepskin is off.
Do you think he will roll over?
Yes!
Me too.
He will totally pay.
He will totally pay for a breast augmentation, liposuction.
Yes!
I have complete...
He will pay for everything. He will pay.
Pay!
He will pay because he misses his dead mother and he wants to bring her back.
He looks just like.
And nothing's going to bring her back. And he's going to buy her boobs and she's up in heaven going, talking to Jesus about her poor, sweet, dumb son.
As Corey from Sister Wives says, he looks like a bird who wished to be human.
It's true.
That just lives in my brain because he really does.
He really does. Y'all, this is B90, reality gays. This is before the 90. This is part two. This is, I forget which episode this is, but it's called.
Back to Square One.
Back to Square One.
Episode 11.
11.
I don't know why I'm informed.
I don't know why you never know that.
I think it's because I'm drinking coffee. Y'all, we had a live show last night.
Ooh, we're having coffee. I'm crazy.
That's part.
I'm crazy.
You're knocking over shit.
Oh, sorry.
This, y'all, sorry. You complain about the lampshades.
Uh-huh.
That's Lenny over here
knocking
shit around.
You got a mask.
I'm a good thing. I'm not Curly's wife.
Your mask says assholes live forever, and it's just got dicks on it.
That was sent to me by a sissy.
I like it, but it's kind of branded for a top, and that's not you.
Don't you tell me what my branding is.
Was that the original song from Goldeneye instead of Golden Butt?
Assholes all forever. No, it's Goldfinger, not Goldeneye. Tina Turner did Goldeneye.
Oh, okay.
There's this great video.
Oh, no.
This is so gay.
Because Poodle's kind of a James Bond nerd, even though he won't admit
it. Oh, I love James, especially James Bond themes. What's the worst James Bond theme? I'll tell you.
I wouldn't know.
The Sam Smith one.
Oh, that's
It was garbage.
That was garbage, yeah.
The Billie Eilish one, I love.
That's the newest one, right?
Yeah.
That one's really good.
The Sam Smith one pissed me off. But
Also, I don't know. Does
don't
men,
waylay me
does
here.
A man usually do it though? It's always a woman.
Rarely. Paul McCartney did "Live and Let Die."
Oh wow!
But
that song "Live and Let Die" was written for James Bond.
I think it was.
Paul McCartney is talented.
Either that, or they did it on an album already. I think it was written because the movie is called "Live and Let Die."
Yeah.
They're always the titles of the movies.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway,
I feel like, am I explaining something that you don't know?
I don't know a lot of James Bond history. I've seen the movies, or some of them, but I'm not. I've seen all the Daniel Craig
Shirley
ones.
Bassey has done a lot of them. Dame Shirley Bassey.
I knew she did there, a lot.
First of all, if you want to Google.
Well, this isn't going to be a short show.
If you want to Google or YouTube, this is so gay and niche. Google Shirley Bassey being drunk, and it's delightful.
Is she actually drunk?
Oh yeah, she's ripped. But there's a scene where she's talking to someone, and Little Britain did a riff on it about as Matt Lucas as Shirley Bassey,
uh-huh.
And they're like, "I did not like it when Tina Turner performed a James Bond song. She doesn't have the range. She doesn't have the range. She doesn't have the range, darling." She doesn't have the range.
Wow.
And they went on a list. They're like, Sam Smith doesn't have the range. Doesn't have the range. And
so did she do this when she's drunk?
No, they were making fun of her. Oh, but okay. No, she was like, it was that when she was talking about Tina Turner did a version of James Bond song.
Oh, so she is talking about Tina.
Yes.
Oh,
she's like, she doesn't have the range. Does have the range, darling.
Well, we'll have to Google it.
Dame Shirley Bassey is queen of shade.
Is she dead?
No.
She will be
soon.
I
will not have you slandering Dame Shirley Bassey.
She will be soon.
I brought her up and I did not talk about. No, it's when you ask, are they dead? And I don't know. And then I'm saying she is not dead, so you're not going to kill her.
Y'all, we did hear from several of you that Shirley MacLaine is a horrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we don't kill her.
She doesn't have the range. She doesn't have the range.
Well, there you go, everybody. So look.
That's today's gay story.
We're coming off of a live show yesterday.
So I'm fine.
In Los Angeles.
L.A.
L.A.
Otherwise known as the city of lots of needles. Is that something?
No, it's L.A.
Who does that? Is that a thing?
There are people that do the sign for L.A. Yeah.
Looks like a gang sign.
I hope it's not. Did I just say, am I going to have somebody contact me?
No, I don't think a lot of gang members watch us.
I don't, maybe. If you're a gang member, come at us. Let us know.
Ooh, come at me.
No. But let us know.
So
maybe not.
Where are we?
We were saying, y'all, we had a great time. We had the ladies of Date with Dateline on our show last night, Kimberly and Katie.
We had a good ball. Time. Really good time with them.
Very good time. We highly recommend listening. If you haven't listened to that episode, we played a really fun game called Marriage or Murder.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. The region was great. The audience was great. It was wonderful to just wonderful to be back into a room where it wasn't -4 outside.
That was true.
And heaters were just blowing hot air onto our faces continuously.
That was miserable.
It was miserable.
We've told our booking person that we're never going anything. We're never going to where it's cold again.
And now we thought maybe we're going to go to Florida, but Florida keeps fucking shit up and we can't go to that state.
Why? Because of...
Well, that new bill.
Terrible. They don't say gay bill. I thought you meant there was weather.
Why would didn't want to say it?
Oh, too late.
Too late.
When have we shied away from things like that? I don't mind.
No.
Y'all, they have a bill called the Don't Say Gay Bill.
No, I was making a joke because it's called Don't Say Gay and I didn't want to say it. It's a bad joke.
Okay.
They talk about it. It's a horrible bill.
It's been passed.
It's
so
been passed,
No amount of activism is going to do anything now. But what we can do... is you can Google who voted for this bill, and we can vote them out in the next election cycle.
Yeah.
So, by the way, thank God this horrible person was trying to introduce an amendment to this bill that would mandate schools to get guidance counselors and other people if a child came out to them to out these children to their parents. Yeah. So now that was pulled, thank God, because people had, he's like, I didn't know it would be problems.
Yeah, it's really the problem. The biggest problem with this language, you know,
because the bill. I don't know if you've really know what
it was
happening.
Written by straight people about gay people,
right? And well, anybody LGBT, and it's basically idea of there can be no inclusion of LGBT education in because it's written in the guise of parents standing up for what their children should know.
And there's a secondary phrase that really just makes it very vague of how this can be disseminated in schools. Because they say in early ages, and they say basically this is written that all the way up through high school. They could not ever mention LGBTQ history, people in history, movements. They could literally not talk about the gay rights movement in Stonewall. Yeah.
This was passed by the Florida State Legislature,
Yeah. If you live in Florida, might want to try to make it to that Atlanta show.
Drive up.
And make sure you vote in your next election for your state. What I would also tell you, that's the same thing that's going on in Florida for inclusion of LGBT history is also happening for Black history and any type of talking about race and slavery.
Critical race theory.
I don't want to say that word because it's not true. The way people talk about critical race theory, none of that's actually happening.
But
that's
people
that's a talking point.
But they're using that to take that out, that education. That's what I was going to say.
But I'm saying it's trying to talk about, and they're using it in the guise of saying, I don't want my children to feel bad about being white. And that has nothing to do with learning about Black history or learning about slavery.
It's not politics, y'all. This is human rights we're talking about.
But I'm saying that's what becomes such a slippery slope.
Yeah.
All of these are, if the kids don't know about it, and it takes me back to a time when there were certain regimes in Europe did not let things be known about things like the Holocaust that happened.
Yes. Yeah.
So those are things that happened, and we're seeing shadows of them here, mostly in state legislatures like Florida and Texas.
Yes.
So just putting that out there, that's all I'll say about it.
So educate yourself, contact your representative, and vote.
Vote. Important thing you can do.
Most important thing you could do.
If I had a Florida person tell me I did not vote in my last election, I would probably slap you not hard here, but just so it would smart a little bit.
You can contact Poodle at Jake It or Fake It. The views of Poodle assaulting people who didn't know. It's not the views of Reality
It wouldn't
Gay.
Hurt. It's like underneath.
Wow. Okay. You're just talking a lot about your slap, how that works, and I'm uncomfortable.
Ow.
I'm uncomfortable.
Kind of feels good. Announcement.
Yes,
for next
this week.
We will not be putting out a Night A Fiancé B90 season 5 episode 12 on Monday and Tuesday.
So we 90 Day Fiancé, to clarify, the one that's airing on March
episode 12
on March 6th.
Yeah, that episode will actually be, we'll be doing two episodes, or
two live
shows. So that episode, you'll get part one and part two somewhere on March 11th and 12th.
Yep, you'll drop them. Well, they'll be dropped that week, and we'll try to get them out as soon as possible. Hey, but we are coming to, y'all, we're going to be going to, we've been messing this up. I've been saying it wrong. We are going to Portland.
Is my neck red?
Yeah. Okay. Portland on March
11th.
We're going to Seattle on March 12th.
I've been showing too much leg.
I've been fucking it up, so we're wrong, y'all.
Big
Portland,
surprise.
Portland, March 11th. Seattle, March 12th. What's more important, it's a birthday weekend
show. No, it's
not!
Yes.
So it's just a celebration all weekend for me.
That makes no
Finally.
Sense.
Finally.
Why would people come to a show that's just a your birthday show?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Because they want to hear us talk about reality shows.
Well, yeah, but they, you know.
I don't like this.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you plan something? Well, that way it doesn't become all the way about you.
What? Because if you plan something for my birthday, nothing will happen.
No, I would. I would do something.
No, you wouldn't.
And it would be suble, and it would be thought out, and well thought of.
No, it would be a half-eaten cake rolled on stage with melted candles. And you said, you know, I had something planned. I don't know what happened. And you would do it at the very end of the show and then walk off stage. And I would just be standing there.
Everyone sing happy birthday. Good night.
Good night. And I would just leave.
That was my plan.
But I know it was your plan. Anyway.
I'd give you a savory piece of cheese for a birthday thing.
Nobody wants that. Any other announcements, I think? Oh, I do have one, but I reminded myself. Y'all, I am this week, I just recorded, well, first of all, one, we recorded episode.
Oh, I have one too.
With Kate Casey. We've got a lot of collabs this week. Kate Casey, we just recorded Love is Blind. That is going up, I think. I think that's going to go up on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's just, I think Wednesday or Thursday.
So be checking the reality. Y'all, we're on her show talking about Love is Blind, and also she's doing an interview.
Jessica from season one with her drunk dog.
I didn't know this. She said that Jessica has her own podcast talking about Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I would listen to that. Maybe. I don't know if I could get past her
voice. I don't
voice.
Think I could get past her girlfriend.
But if that dog is on there drunk, hey, this is what I thought about that part, mama.
This is a chateau. This is a lovely red Zinfandel.
Mama, I want to talk about Shane. Could you hand me that Chablis? So, anyway.
Doesn't matter. I'll drink it.
We're doing that with Kate Casey. This morning, it should go up. It was up on Monday, so it's up by now. Y'all, Pink Shade, Aaron. And we talked about Ludlow. We talk about love. We talked a little bit of Love is Blind, but Mary Payne is on a cruise right now. And so she's having people fill in. So
she's going to get Mary Payne's going to come back COVID ridden.
So y'all, we talked about, we had a ball talking about love during lockup. When I said that we call her Black and White Cookie, I don't think that Aaron recovered. And then at one part, this is a teaser, but
Haley, we're talking about.
She said, yeah, she said, let's talk
Dalton.
About Dalton. She said, let's talk about Ty and Hottie. And so we were doing the thing, and in the middle of, I said, sorry, I just have a call. And Aaron went, oh, let's go ahead and get it. She thought it was real.
Oh my God.
And she didn't get it for like a minute, a full on minute. And then she realized I was doing
it. Is this BB?
I love them both so much, and we had a ball.
By the way, I need to say something to you. Read me for filth when I had, and it's in our Patreon comments, and I was contacted by sissies who say they very much enjoyed the movie Carrington with Emma Thompson and Jonathan Pryce.
Only one person commented. If people contacted you, I need receipts.
One woman said, well, there are dozens of us. And it was so powerful.
Uh-huh.
Who loved the movie Carrington about Lytton Strachey.
I'm sure that message didn't.
And Leonora Carrington.
I'm sure that message didn't vanish at all.
Y'all, if you're a boy who loved that movie, first of all, how are we not dated? And if you're a woman, how are we not friends?
Well, if a boy loved that movie, you haven't dated because you're both bottoms.
That's fair.
It's fair.
That's fair.
Now you. So
I don't know. Tops love Merchant Ivory too.
Maybe. Now you had a collab this week too.
Yes, I am collabing with Kim of Kim and Kyle.
Kim and Kyle.
We're recording on
Cray Cray
tomorrow, so it'll probably be out Tuesday or Wednesday.
What are y'all talking about?
90 Day.
Oh, great.
This episode we're talking about now.
Well, look at that right
so
there.
So if you want to hear more in depth, Kim's analysis and my analysis. More in-depth analysis, and my tinfoil hat theories about Ben and Mahogany.
It'll be good for Tim, or good for Kim to, Kim kind of works with facts a little bit more than we do.
I like facts.
Yeah, we don't really.
They just are inconvenient sometimes.
They're just inconvenient sometimes on this show. So now check that out.
Can y'all see our humidifier?
Hey.
Or you're on the intimate portrait.
It. So that's going to be going on, and then, yeah, y'all, we're going to be going to many different cities. Still some, we're in the midst of planning a next
We're announcing little, more cities.
Next we'll, little jot
we
here and there.
We'll probably announce those at the end of our mini tour that that ends with, I believe, Nashville.
On 412. Atlanta. Or is Nashville?
No, Nashville is the end, I believe.
Nashville, yeah, one of them. So anyway, Philadelphia is almost sold out.
That
y'all.
Is a low ticket warning. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Low ticket warning.
We just had a sense. It's very odd when you buy Philadelphia tickets. If you buy a ticket,
streets of Philadelphia.
When you buy the ticket, hold on. This is important because it's about our VIP.
Why is my Bruce Springsteen song not important?
Because we don't get paid by Bruce Springsteen.
That's clear. So
when you when you buy a ticket to Philadelphia, you'll buy the ticket, and it'll say, wait, do you want VIP? You click on the VIP, and then you buy that in addition. You'll go to your
It's
car.
An add-on.
It's the only one that's like that, I believe. It's very confusing.
It's weird that the City Winery... We have three different venues in name that are City
different
Winery.
Franchises.
They are remarkably different.
Very different. One place, you do it by computer. Another one, you got to call a guy named Stucky and tell him to put you on the books.
He goes, yee-haw, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, we're going to see you there.
Exactly.
Thanks, Stucky.
Click. Anyway, y'all, Philadelphia is a low warning, and there was another city, I think it might be D.C., that's looking like we're starting to sell more in that city, too.
We have plenty of tickets for Portland and Seattle, though.
Yes.
Because we got tons of Portland and Seattle sissies. We want to see y'all there.
Yes, and we will be, because things are changing, we are following
the mask guidelines
for each city. So, for instance, like last night I was L.A., people didn't have to wear masks in the theater because things are heightened. So, if you want to wear one, that is fine.
We encourage you to do whatever is comfortable. For you. It is still vaccinated show. You must show proof of vaccinations.
Yes. I think maybe Atlanta, you can do it. Is it Nashville, you can do a test? Or are they all vaccinated?
Yeah, either that or you have to show a negative COVID test.
So follow your guidelines. I would suggest if you are not vaccinated, I would feel more comfortable if you would wear a mask in our show.
Yes.
So, but that's just what I would like. So we'll see. Shit in one hand and wish in the other.
Right.
All right.
Did you just try to spank your butt or you're moving my pillow?
I'm moving your
Why
pillow.
Do you have to move so much in my on my couch?
Really?
It's my really? House, so I can move on
it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I haven't really moved that much. I've moved my legs.
You literally almost twirled around in the chair last night in the live show.
I could not sit last night.
You couldn't. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Let's do this.
Y'all, last night we talked about Kim and Usman, Ben and Mahogany. And Gino and Jasmine. So we're going to talk about Mike and Jimena.
Yep.
And
Migo Poopy.
And Migo Poopy and Hamza.
And Hamza.
Today. So we're going to be talking about two couples
today.
Because there was no Ella and Johnny.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I guess because they had to hold back some of the greatness that's going to be for her story later.
I'm
going to
need her mom. I'm going to need her mom. By the way, when I called, this is back to Aaron Martin again. The most, actually, when she laughed, the very, very most is when I said, well, we call Santiba's mom Salt Wife. She actually fell out of the chair. Like, she bent over, and I could see her grab on the desk because she almost fell out of her chair.
He was out there with the puffins and the oysters calling out. He was taken by the spirit of the sea.
Oh, Jesus.
He was. I still wait. Wondering one day he'll come back to me. That's all. No, you're
too late.
It.
It's too late. Well, I couldn't get. Okay.
That needs to be always on your phone.
I know, but I don't know how to, but you know.
We need an
play
assistant.
Play C music. Hey, Siri, play C music. Let's see if this happens.
Now playing C music on Apple Music.
That's not sea music.
I think that's a song called sea music.
Well, that's stupid. It doesn't even sound like the sea.
I have a feeling she's doing her best. So.
Fine. All right. Let's go into this. Do you want to talk about Mike and Jimena?
Was there something else we needed to talk about?
Probably. We talked about live show. We talked about our collabs. Y'all, Love is Blind reunion coming up.
Oh, that'll be Friday or Saturday.
Y'all, we're upset about the ending, but it's still worth the watch. It's still good. Well, it's like Love is Blind is like pizza or sex. It's actually no, it's better than bad sex. It's you know what it
it's
is.
It's always good.
It's like when you have really good pizza, and then you get to the end crust and it's not exactly what you wanted, or when you have just really good sex, but then you fuck too long and you fuck too hard that then you can't come. So there's no big finish. So it was good, but you're just too tired to finish it out.
I just think we were bamboozled.
I'm just trying to make an analogy.
Yeah, and I don't think any of those work for me.
You know what? Because you're always saying, you can't leave till I'm done.
We're not done.
We're not done.
We've had this date with each other from the beginning. We're not done until I eat your soul.
Make it rain.
We're not done until you're crying.
I feel so bad.
Or I'm crying.
I feel so bad that Katie and Kimberly, y'all, we did shout outs last night.
We made them say the filthiest things.
We didn't mean to, but the way it went down, Poodle and I had these very sweet, genuine, funny ones.
They had to say things like, Senora, come fart.
Senora, come fart. And y'all, they don't cuss on their show anything.
It was almost punishment for them.
It really was.
Yeah.
They probably won't agree to do one again.
No, never again.
Mm-mm.
They're saying no. I think most people for a live show with us say once, say no once.
Nice, yeah.
Excuse me. Let's just jump right in with Mike and Jimener.
Let's do it.
Y'all, he is just staring at her in the back of the cab. No, that's pretty good. It's not as eyes crossed.
I got it. Katie did it during the show and nobody saw it. She just did it just for me and it was so funny. She did it perfect. Anyway.
So
Mike's like, hey, how are things going?
She goes, normal.
Normal.
Fine. Basically saying, and he's like.
And she rolls her eyes.
Yeah. Y'all.
How quickly this turned.
Well.
I guess it wasn't quickly because he was gone
out
for
of
two
sight,
minutes.
Out of mind.
Boy, there's a fly just buzzing around.
Yeah, I know.
Head.
It's when it got hot again.
Is it one of those fruit flies flying around a fruit?
Truth. So he's like, usually a bride is like excited to get their wedding dress.
Mm.
And if someone said that to me and he's like, and she's like, but it's like, and he's like, no, but I don't want to go with you. It's bad luck to see the bride before in the wedding dress before. She's like, my sister and mother are not available. They are, AKA, they did not want to come.
I take issue with that because y'all, we saw how close she was to her family.
Yeah.
If they knew,
maybe they'd given up.
If they knew that she gave a shit about this, y'all, she's already out. She's already not going to do it.
I think the only way I think she's going to get what she needs out of him and then almost make him break up with her in a way. She's going to keep working at it.
She wants him to be the bad person.
Yeah.
Because are you surprised? Because you thought they were going to get married.
I never did.
Do you think that they're going to get married now? I know we might know some spoilers, but based off trying to put that aside from
Well, supposedly
we actually don't know the spoilers.
Supposedly they were done. They removed themselves from each other's Instagrams. Hello. However, that's back again today.
I think he was posting
her on his Instagram again.
So we don't know. So do you think they're going to get back together? Or do you think that she's going to get married to him? I still don't.
I'm thinking that we only have maybe 3 to 4 more episodes of this season. 3, 4 max. And then maybe 2 tell-alls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we still haven't seen the scene, which we saw in the preview. So
him running.
Given away of him running because she says, I love you. I'm not in love with you.
Well, she said that at the end of this scene.
But it wasn't at that same cafe.
Maybe not.
It looked different. And we see him running, yeah. So, do you think? What do you think? Do you think that they're going to get married?
It will be
kind of sad. They're
right
like the
now,
one couple we thought.
It doesn't look like it. Yeah.
Boy, it's just.
I'm surprised because I think she bungled this whole thing.
Speak to that.
I think
we are okay.
I don't think she thought she could go on with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is extremely distracted by shiny objects. If you are with her in the same zip code, everything's perfect. Mm-hmm. If you are not with her, and Jimena knew this, you guys, she even said,
don't go away.
I'm really upset. I wish you could stay with me, because bitch knows herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, because as soon as he goes away, I know I'm going to start going out, having fun, getting my head, and think I could either do, I don't like him, all those little things. She already starts kind of pushing him away, even though in a way, and I don't think, I think Mike is a interesting and would I want to be in a relationship with Mike? Absolutely fucking not.
No.
I can't watch someone watch me sleep. Is he the right thing for her at this time with her kids and giving her a different way out? Yes. Can she choose that? We thought she was going to be able to. She's kind of proved now that
I never thought she could.
She can't.
But the wedding made us thought. I always thought that she was going to do this, that she wouldn't be able to, like, the wanting the bad boy in her would be too strong.
Yep.
However,
I didn't know he was going to go back.
I didn't know that, but I knew she would never follow through. That's for me, or at least I felt she would never follow through. But I never thought it would be this cruel and kind of just deliberate, like, well, fuck you.
I don't think it's by no means meant in cruelty.
Or blatant. It's so, I did not, I thought she would be more subtle about it.
Well,
but no.
I think she's just so, he's on top of her constantly. I don't know if this has happened to you. I've been in relationships after a while where you're so annoyed with that person in general.
If you don't like someone.
You're
it's like being in a burlap sack.
You're able
in an
to
Oklahoma
be
summer.
You're able to be cruel.
It's it's just you feel suffocating in its reaction to that.
Yeah. So the next thing is he's like, okay, I'll be on the other side of the bridal shop. You'll do this and you'll go over there. And so this woman is kind of helping her and she's like, I want something simple. And the weirdest thing is she's like, don't look at me. But she's looking at this dress and it's weird. She's like, I love this. So I look like a princess.
So I felt like in that moment in the mirror, it was like, maybe I was too dramatic about it, but I'm gay. But when she looked in the mirror in that dress, that was like a David's Bridal, not very pretty wedding dress.
No, it wasn't.
She looked at that dress and it was this moment of, this could be the life that I could have. Do I want this life?
This is compelling as shit, y'all.
Or do
this
I want titties?
Yeah. No, the thing is, no, I want titties and this life.
That's true. But it really was. You could see it in her face of her thinking.
No,
this.
She's trying to think of a way.
Can I make it work?
Can I get this titties lipo all? How can I play this? Because she's trying to cheat. Because anyone who's spent a lot of time working on their back, like me, knows it ain't something you can cheat at. Y'all, you got to put in the work. It's why I kind of hung up my chaps.
It's true.
You got to put in so much work. And the work is all on the front end so they can get to your back end.
There you go.
But here's the thing. She's not fully convinced herself that all that work needs to be put in. She's thinking that there is...
She's being lazy about it.
They're thinking that there is another way.
Because I think she thinks... I bet a lot of people think this about Mike. And Mike, if you're listening, sorry, I don't think this. But I think a lot of people think Mike is stupid. He's not stupid.
He's
gullible.
He's just has a very low self-esteem.
He has a low self-esteem. He's gullible. And he has...
doesn't know his worth.
I think he has a sweetheart.
He does.
He really doesn't know his worth.
Nope.
At all. And so... But that doesn't mean that she's going to just completely just take advantage of him. Although, like I said... He's going to pay for the tips.
What's weird is I think if he pushed back and did not act passive aggressive,
I think
about
she'd be attracted to that.
I know. And to say, I don't want you to submit to the surgery. You're beautiful as you are. I love you as you are. Why can't you know this, Jimena, that I love you? And okay, I'm going to try to not be creepy with you. I'm going to try to give you your own space and I'm going to show you I love you. from where I can. He can't do that.
She would start to get into it, and he'd lean in, and he'd go, oh, sorry. And she'd be like, see?
Te amo.
Te amo. Te amo.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
That repeated te amo-ing is an idea for him, for her to say it back, because for him, he needs that constancy. For her, it is better if he's there just paying for everything. Mm-hmm. That's love for her.
That's love for her.
And yeah. He's trying to make it into something that is lovey-dovey. She's never wanted that. She wants that romance side. So the thing is, if he had the savvy to see what she needed, instead of making it about his burning, yearning need.
Yeah.
That then he doesn't have that. He doesn't read people
that
way.
He doesn't have that. Do you think she... I don't think she wants to be a model.
I think she definitely does.
But, okay, let's define what type of model. I think she wants to be like an Instagram city model.
Yes.
And honestly, I could totally see her eventually doing OnlyFans.
She would do influencer-ish model stuff.
Yeah. Because that's why she's saying, I need the boobs.
She wants to do
so
like
I can work.
Lingerie-ish stuff.
Yes.
Bathing suits.
And Mike says, I don't think you need that. And she's like, but this is for me. I want to be a model. And then she looks at him and she goes, boobies? And I knew Mike was going to crack when he said, maybe. As y'all, as soon as it said maybe.
It's going to happen.
And then she looks at him again. She says, first boobies, then the wedding dress. Okay.
I got to say, that's a smart move.
Then she actually says, no boobies. The dress is not getting bought.
So, later on.
I see your true color shirt.
And what's weird, finally, they are like.
You want boobies. So, sorry.
But I'm saying, finally, she's being upfront about what she wants.
She is.
This is either going to drive him way away. I don't think it's going to. Or it's going to be about, she's like, this is what I need to do this. We're going to make this work. If you don't give me this.
But it's going to feel like a different person to him.
Yep, I agree.
Because she's painted a different facade for herself.
It's interesting. I'm kind of, this is still the most compelling couple this season for me.
But at the same time, we don't know. But it doesn't seem like he did a Ben and forced himself there. Did she tell him not to come? Like, I don't want you to come?
No, but so he kind of surprised her and tell her he's coming.
So it's a little, so I respect a ride of someone saying, like, love you or not, I told you not to come to my house.
Right.
And he showed up.
Yeah.
So that said, if that's the truth, I can't really blame her for not being like, so tonight when we go to sleep, you're going to sleep in there and the kids are going to sleep with me.
Right.
Whereas he's like, what? Now, if she agreed, reluctantly even, for him to come, this is a dick move to be, you know, hey, we're not even going to sleep in the bed when that's what they had had before.
Well, the way she's talking about it is, and she's not communicating it well because she the thing about it is, y'all, she actually doesn't want to hurt his feelings. She's trying not to, but she's trying to choose her words in a way. And it sounds, yeah. I mean, it was horrible what she said. Kind of there for us because she's like, it's sorry, you sleep in the bedroom in there. And he's like, are we going to be intimate? And she's like, I don't want to. And then he's like, why? And she says,
and then the translator
are weird.
No, she does say, the translator says, how do I explain? You have something, or maybe it's me. Nope. You're weird.
It's not me. let's go through. I wrote this down. You have something, or maybe it's me. Wait, no, it's you. I don't like how you're on top of me. You intimidate me. Was that you inundate me. I don't like you saying te amo to me every second. Now, this is actual communication.
This is actual communication.
Which is helpful. Unfortunately, he takes that as, oh, I'll stop doing that. Instead of saying, so what you're saying, Ximena, is I'm trying to show you I love you, but that's not how you show affection. You don't like that. I'd say the same thing to me. Y'all, if you're up on me, I hate that. Physical touch for me is okay. If you touch me the whole time, I will recoil.
And it really is, it's a lot of things. First of all, he's too nice to her.
Yep.
She wants someone, normal for her means someone's got to treat her like shit.
Yep.
That, like, if he treated her like shit and was probably, like, talking to other women, she probably would way more fight for him.
She would, because she needs the drama.
Yes, because even with the, when she's like, well, I get up and you're looking at me, you're spying on me. He said, no, I'm not spying on you. He's like, I'm looking at you because you're beautiful.
Right. And she's like, stop staring at me in my sleep.
She's like, you are losing me. And Mike says, it's kind of sad in one way, because Mike really is just apologizing for, in his head, for being nice. But he says, I will change. I'm sorry. What I don't love is that what you said, there's a start of communication on her part, but Mike rolls over and doesn't, he should say, okay, he should, they don't talk about how they want to show
affection. It's not two-way communication.
Yeah, and it's all, he is so, this man is so used to being beat down.
By probably his brothers, his grandfather, his, he does everything for everyone.
And being told that he's a piece of shit,
yeah.
He never says, okay, I understand, you don't listen, but I need you to feel like you care about me.
Right.
Because to be honest, Mike isn't asking for much.
No.
Well, no. I should say Mike doesn't want much, but Mike is asking for nothing. And that's what he's getting now.
It was a little weird because he was saying, are we going to be intimate? Which felt like, are we going to fuck?
Yeah.
And for her, I just know that's not something she's like, no, we're not, because you just asked me. Yeah. It's one of those things. Like, trust me, if I wanted to be with you, you would know it.
You would know it.
And he's even saying things like, do you love me?
Do you love me?
No, I don't love you.
No.
Oh.
Nope. You're weird.
It's nice to know. That was unintentionally disharmonious, just so
yes,
we're clear.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So this is bad. I'm not in love with you. Now, thing is, these two people have very different definitions of love. It's not like Anfisa at all, who her definition of love is, you treat me well, you buy me things,
mm-hmm.
and you respect me. Jimena's is, I need a dashing man to take me away from all this.
I need a man who,
and who's going to pay for me, and who,
I need someone who's exciting.
Yeah,
I need someone who is literally dangerous, y'all.
And she is desperately trying to choose something that's out of her pattern, but she just can't.
That's why her parents were like, okay, let's get behind this guy. It looks like she's finally going to do this.
Her entire family, even the kids
know
it.
Her kids are going to have a father. Oh, yeah. She's having her. Remember, y'all, she's having her. I'm all about boundaries, but she's the one that's having her kids call him daddy.
Yep. That's all I've got for those two.
Y'all, we're going to take a break, and we come back. Beagle Poopy!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
I feel like we're missing something.
It's just we're only doing two people. We're not missing. You know what we're missing, everybody?
You,
we're missing
right
you
here.
Right here on this intimate portrait. You're watching along with us.
Dun dun.
Y'all.
I'm sorry I violated you, invisible person.
Sorry I violated you, invisible person. But you know.
You were making googly eyes at me earlier.
It's true. They were. I saw them. I saw them. Y'all, we're back with part D.
Memphis and Hamza.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, when we said we weren't going to do Memphis and Hamza last night, the audience was like, great.
Great. Great. Great.
I feel like there is a
they wanted to talk about Mike. Some wanted to do Mike and Hermana.
There is a feeling about Memphis that people are done. People are done with the baby talk.
Yes.
People are done with the, as she said, there was one more. I don't know if you noticed this. She's like, why are you saying the fact that I only have one divorce?
Divorce. This is where the English thing comes into play, because, or just lack of a one language to communicate.
And she gets, the thing about it is, if she was patient when something like that happens, when you two people don't speak the same language, it might be easier to handle. She becomes immediately impatient and flies into a rage.
She is never going to let him have an opinion.
No.
She just wants to completely, it's different. Different the way she does it. But I will go on record to say this. She is just as controlling as Jasmine.
Interesting.
In a different way. But she is.
Why
just,
can I take Jasmine a lot easier than Memphis?
Because
Jasmine's funny.
Jasmine's funny.
Yeah.
She also, Jasmine, not a lot, but Jasmine does have moments of self-reflection where she laughs about herself.
Yeah.
She talks about, I get crazy, or like she gets it. Where also Jasmine's way smarter than Memphis.
Yeah.
Whereas Memphis is just.
It's you know what it is for Memphis? We can see all the gears turning. We know exactly what she's going to do next.
Well, there's only two gears. I don't even think they're connecting.
So we're back on the top of the building where Hamza was running in a circle doing laps.
Yes.
In short shorts, and his legs look good. So she said, so tell me, do you want to marry me?
Do you want to marry me?
He's like, I want to marry you. I just need more time. And he, in the moment, he says, I considered my mom's words and decided she was right. Y'all, she just loses it and says, you lie, 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 liar, liar.
So she's calling him a lie. She's like, I don't understand why you would ask me to come here and then you don't want to get married.
You're not nice.
And I don't know what to say to that child. And you're a child. And so she's like, we no marriage, no more relationship. And then Hamza said something that's the most true.
This chills me.
He said, I'm afraid of you.
And there was a couple things to say. It's not like he's afraid. He's afraid. He's not afraid of her. He's afraid he will be hurt by getting in a relationship, by marrying her. He's afraid that...
And I think he's afraid that she is going to control his life.
Yes.
He just either is not verbalizing that, or he doesn't know how.
Well, there's a fucking language barrier.
They need to meet with
I can't read this.
I know. I can't read. They need to meet with a translator.
They're going to do that, I think, next week.
Oh, is that the guy they were sitting with? I thought...
I think that's next week.
They need to meet with the translator.
I don't know why they don't fly Adam.
Adam should do it. Yes.
From Yazin and Brittany.
Where
and
was he
fly
again?
Fly him in. Because they were translating. That was in Syria. wasn't it? No, that wasn't Syria. That was where was Brittany? Jordan went to Jordan.
Jordan, but he was from somewhere else.
But they were speaking Arabic still.
Okay. Yeah, let's bring back Adam. Love that guy.
So anyway, he's in Jordan. So they would have to 90 Day Fiancé would have to pay for the travel, and that probably ain't happening.
No, not doing that.
So anyway, she says, "I need to know if you want to marry me." And that's when she says, "I'm afraid of you." Blah blah blah. And he's like, "I'm afraid that you would divorce
me." Why? What?
I have one divorce.
Because he goes 1x, 2x. 3 years.
Then this is rich.
Oh, this is rich.
This is when she says, "You have to trust me." And he goes, "No, you have to trust me."
He says, "You
don't
trust me."
You want me to sign a paper.
He's like, "You don't trust me." And she says, "What do you mean? Paper? Paper?"
You don't want paper?
And then the saddest thing in all, she's like, "Do you want to marry me?" And he goes, "Okay."
Y'all, he literally does this.
Okay. Hamza, there's a lot better lays out there. She's not good in bed, well, I'm gonna say. Because you know he's really into her for that way, right?
Yeah. I wonder what it is for her. What does Hamza represent? Was he the first one that came along?
I think it represents...
Is he the first one who didn't treat her like shit?
I think... Look, y'all. She's different. She's a different person, type of person. She's one of those... reason why she doesn't date a lot of American guys is because guys that date her in the U.S. that can speak her same language realize that...
She's controlling.
She's controlling. And also
because she doesn't want to get hurt. Because
she's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
He can't realize. He can't. He's trying now.
Yeah.
He's trying to unravel some of this messiness. But he is. I don't think. Hamza's not a dumb guy, but he's young and very naive.
Mm-hmm.
And so she found the perfect partner. So then she can take him out of the U.S. where she has total control over his life. She can get him to marry her. She can get them to have children, and then he's trapped in a life. And then by the time he learns English, she knows he's going to probably want to stay around his kid, and she's going to use his kid to keep him with her. She's not in love with him. He's not in love with her. I love German chocolate cake more than they love each other.
Me too.
More than...
I would put bets on your marriage to German chocolate cake lasting their longer.
Agreed. Agreed.
Do you take this cake to
love,
to love and to cherish?
Yes.
However, forever you both shall live, or until you eat all this cake,
which will be in 5 minutes. Get me a glass of
the cake. The cake goes,
honeymoon's
I'm daddy.
I don't even think German chocolate cake came from Germany, did it?
It did not. I believe. I think I remember hearing that.
Come at us. You know a sissy just went, "Oh my God, they need cake history. This is my moment." Message us. I want to know.
So anyway, this is, she basically says, she's like, and okay, he finally says, okay. And now she's like, "Now I need to tell you something." And we're always like.
Because remember, I forgot. That's what this started with.
Right.
But he said, like out of a movie. But wait, let me tell you first. Now, what is it that you wanted to tell me?
And she's like, "I spent several nights with my ex, but nothing happened." And he went,
"Happened."
He was like, I can't believe you'd do this. Because what that sounds like to him is, you, when we were dating, you went and slept with your ex.
He's like, "Why did you sleep?" She said, "I spent 4 nights, but nothing happened sexually." And that's when he's like, "You're crazy. You fucked me over.
You fucked me over."
He runs down the stairs.
"I'm considering not marrying her."
Y'all, I'm just going to do this. Here, hold the microphone.
Oh, God.
So imagine, y'all. So I'm, you be Hamza running into the living room, and I'm going to be that poor mother.
Okay. I'm running the living room. Here I am. I'm running in the living room.
y'all.
She is terrified.
Don't grab the book, The Great Composers, so hard. I have to say, though.
This poor mother.
What Hamza's mother has been subject, she doesn't deserve any of this.
No, no.
She's trying just to support her son, and she's not being horrible to his fiancé.
Even though she wants to.
Right.
But she doesn't understand it. She looks like a bomb just went off. This is like some PTSD shit for her.
And he says, why didn't you tell me before? And she said, I didn't think it was important. That falls flat to me.
No.
Because obviously you were hiding it.
You were hiding it.
And you obviously thought you were being avoidant with it, thinking, I don't know when it'll come out, but maybe I'll never have to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he said.
Which, to be honest, I don't know why she did tell him.
Because her foster sister said you should be open and honest and tell him everything.
That was bad advice.
Well, I don't think it's going to be hard, the translation, to understand what actually happened. Now, what she did do is she told him later on.
She completely spiraled. Yes, so he goes to the living room.
She takes off her microphone.
She's in the living room with mom, and they're trying to talk. And the mom is just, well, we need to talk about this real quick. So she's like, first of all, mom goes and talks to Hamza, and he's like, she didn't tell me about four nights with her ex. And she kind of goes,
what?
See, I told you. I told you not to rush into things. Yeah. Yes. And so then mom said, why did I write? She needed someone to. Oh, and so the mom is sitting there with Memphis. Migo Poopy's in the middle. There's mom on one side, Hamza on the other. And she's saying that she needed for moral support. And the mom goes, and kind of laughs.
She did that. She's like,
son, she was sad, so she needed someone to lift her spirit.
She did say that.
She totally threw her under the bus.
But she said, no, I needed moral support. You know, I needed someone to be there for me.
Mom says, why do you have to go to him? And even Hamza says, why did you go to him?
And she's like, well, in Muskegon, I don't know anybody.
She said, I don't have a lot of friends.
Shocker.
True.
Now, they do go.
That kind of hurt my heart a little bit.
They do go into.
That's when she disconnects.
I don't have a lot of empathy because we've seen what she is.
Yeah, it's true. But that's when she disconnects the mic.
She disconnects the mic. I guess she's afraid to say it on the mic.
What is interesting about this to me, y'all, is, I mean, shame is the thing that binds you. And what we're shameful about to us may not seem a big deal. There's this big secret that we don't know about. Come to find out, y'all, she didn't pass the boards.
Her boards. And she was very depressed.
This is, y'all. Again, if you don't remember, I studied psychology. I had friends. I never finished getting all my, so I never took the boards. But I have friends that most of them passed it the first time.
Yep.
But California is a hard one, and depending on the state, it's like a law bar. Not everybody
this
passes
is a
on the first time.
Nursing boards, right?
I didn't know because she has a mental health account. But whatever, yeah, but it's the same type of thing. But y'all, this is not uncommon. So for her to.
But it's her shame, you guys.
It's her shame. Because I know we called her dumb because she is dumb, y'all. But that's something that she probably, on a deep level, she knows she's not the smartest person in the room.
I don't think she does.
Maybe. I don't know. But so this is a deep shame thing of that she.
That's the reason why it's so shameful for her.
Because when
she thinks of herself as a really accomplished person.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's why she wouldn't say it on the microphone.
Yeah, and so.
And y'all, that shame led her not just to go to her ex-husband, who at that time thinks she's the only one who could tell him such a dark secret. So, what does that tell you about her relationships with her family, her relationships with her friends?
But granted, she's been in how many foster homes? Of course, she doesn't trust people with her secrets.
Exactly.
Like, the thing about Memphis is treating him horribly, and it. I can understand why, based off the life she's lived.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so that's where I do, and I know you do too in some ways because we're not heartless, but I do have empathy for her because I do think Memphis is one of those people that is doing the best she can, but the best she can is still fucking shitty.
Well, here's the thing though. As soon as you start using your shame and your hurt and piling it up on people who don't, you start seeking out other people to
gift your shame and your hurt to,
yeah,
that's when we can't, we have to say no.
No, that's crossing a boundary. Exactly. Yes, yes. Which, that's what a lot of people do in life, and that's what she's doing. And she taught, but she finally has this conversation where she says, she
couldn't feed her, went into a depression. Feed and clothe her kids.
She was in bed for 4 days. Like, this broke my heart. As a single mom, you're in bed for 4 days. You couldn't even clothe your, you brought them to your ex-husband because that's the only place where he could take care of the kids for right. you to collect yourself. That's understandable.
And then she said, if I didn't go to my ex, my decisions would have been really detrimental to my health and my kids' health.
When she explained it that way, I believe all that. I went, that was a good thing for you to do. That was a good, responsible thing to do, to seek support, to know you needed help, and to take care of your kids.
Right.
Good for you.
Right.
Maybe don't go all the way across the sea and say you're going to marry a man in 2 weeks to be a father. That's not a good thing to do.
And but both these impulses come from the same place. So, one is to create another family.
So this
she
is
never
what
really
I was going to ask.
Had a full nuclear
she
family,
never really
so
had
she's
another
trying
family.
To create one.
So is this the thing, kind of like Jarrett in Love is Blind? He got stabbed, and he was in the hospital, and he felt isolated mm-hmm. and alone. And it really brought about he needed to have someone to be with him.
Right.
Do you think that was a big moment of her of, oh, the only person I have that could help me is in my ex-husband. I've got to go over and stay in his house. That feels shameful already. So let me find a man that I can marry that's totally locked into my home that has no friends or no family here either. And then they're yeah. here on my beck and call.
But I can't have empathy for that.
But I don't think she's doing that consciously. I think that's such a subconscious thing that is driving her to lock this down with Hamza. She thinks it's love.
But I think that it's completely okay to analyze that and say where it came from. Mm-hmm. I can't say that is completely in any way acceptable. Mm-hmm. This is ruining another person's life.
I think just because you have empathy, just because I have empathy with that, doesn't mean I think it's acceptable.
I think that's the difference.
When I have empathy, I mean, oh man, I can understand why, and the pain you've gone through, which leads you to enact pain on other people.
Right.
I get that, and I can understand that. I can still say, that's fucked up and that's not right.
You should, to me, you have to follow it up once with empathy and saying,
I'm having the awareness of it.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say is that she has, I'm an outsider looking in.
Right.
She doesn't have any awareness of how this trauma is ruining someone else's life.
Right. Right.
Because it is. She will ruin his life.
And I guarantee you she will do this again, you guys. This is not... This is if she fails this time, this is not going to be the first chance.
No, it's not.
She is desperately lonely.
Again, I know you might not think you relate to Memphis. However, just in being in the world, a lot of people do what she does. What you said, that thing about taking your own shame and toxicity and putting that onto other people.
I believe it.
That happens for a lot.
I totally agree. This is taking a bigger world approach of going out and using your own control to completely destroy the agency of another person.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but that's what I'm saying. I think people do that. I'm just saying it's part of the show. One reason why I like watching this show because we all say some people have a little Darcy in them. Some of us probably out there have a little bit of, you've had some Memphis in you where you've done this. And so it really, like, I just think what you said, that really hit home of what we do. We use our shame. We weaponize our shame.
We weaponize it for other people.
Yeah.
And
that's
the,
a lot what
the
she's
thing
doing.
About it is, and I think we were, you compared her to Jasmine. The thing about it is Memphis has no reflection.
No
reflection. There is no perspective.
But Jasmine has that, so we can tolerate Jasmine. We like watching Jasmine.
And we can understand, and our empathy becomes validated when you watch someone have a moment of self-perception. Mm-hmm. When it's harder and harder for me to watch her in this season with no self-awareness to what she's doing.
No self-awareness, yeah. Because she cannot even think of anybody else.
No. That's why that whole lie thing. Ugh. She could not handle that.
Yeah, y'all, she says we've got a bad edit on this show.
Yeah, and the thing is, she's talking about Jesus all the time now. So.
Who else has had bad edits on the show? Brittany had said she had a bad edit.
Angela had a bad edit one season.
It's a common thing of all three of these people. They treat people horribly and they're selfish. So take that for what you're worth, but I don't think it was a bad edit.
I think it's impossible to have an edit that to show something that you didn't do.
Yeah.
And yes, you can only show the bad parts of what happened or only the parts that make you look foolish. Yes, but you still did all of those.
Yes. I don't care if we didn't see a scene of you and Hamza spending a wonderful day at like a hot springs enjoying each other and laughing. That's great. But honestly, that almost makes me even more upset that you have this capacity and you... Yeah,
right.
I agree with that.
We've not seen one really nice moment where she was not either telling him forcefully or talking to him like a child.
She has criticized everything he's done from their sex life to him trying to call his friend for 4 hours to get a ride to the airport.
I think it's all I've got.
That's all I got, y'all. That's the show.
If they're together at the end of the season, I'm going to revolt. I think it's just...
We'll see. I don't know. If they are, we're going to see more of them.
No!
Come on. They're too much drama. People are going to do it. Y'all, that is the show. Go to realitygaze.com. Go to our Linktree link. That's where you can get tickets to our live shows. Follow us on TikTok.
TikTok,
you don't stop. Follow us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. I appreciate it very much when y'all leave an Apple Podcast review. Also, we love it.
I do too.
When you share the gift of gay and you tell somebody about it.
Yes.
We appreciate that very much. Y'all, this episode, we don't know it. We've got to look it up. Be looking. If you're in the Sissy Squad, that's our Facebook group, almost 10,000 strong, almost getting there. We have fun in there, and we also have a monthly charity. So March is coming up, so we're going to have a new charity. So pay attention.
Almost certainly going to be. We're actually vetting some charities in Ukraine right now.
We're
trying to figure.
I was waiting to announce it, but I didn't know.
We're trying to figure out. Well, I'm on it.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm just there is a lot of corruption in that area of the world. So I'm just we're going through Cherry Navigator and a couple of other third parties.
Have you looked at the one that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds backed?
No, but this could have been sent to me in an email.
Well,
instead of
I didn't know you were doing it. You didn't tell me you were even doing it. I thought it was at the mods.
I love it how now we're discussing
In the meantime.
It is with the mods, and it's in our chat, so if you looked at it, that you would have
seen
it.
No, I didn't see it. I think I was excluded.
No, yes, you weren't.
If you do want to act on that now, though, y'all, if you go like Ryan Reynolds or Blake Lively, they're doing some stuff, too, for Ukraine. So
also, Bethany has her charity.
Bethany Frankel?
Yeah, that's one of the ones we're looking
at. She does a lot of great stuff.
I've never watched her show. Or her, but she has some fans and some detractors.
Yeah, I liked her talk show.
I'm a little worried, but you never watched her on The Housewives.
No, but I was just about to say, I've never seen her on Housewives.
But I'm saying, what I don't want to do something is to find, to have a person who is charged in a certain way.
Oh, you got to be careful.
And I don't want that to affect a charity negatively.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want someone not to donate because I don't like Bethany. That's not what I want.
No, that's true as well.
So,
Hopefully if we do choose the same charity as her, hopefully you can realize it's not about Bethany.
It's not
about a sovereign country being invaded.
Right.
Maybe that's what it's about. All right, everybody.
But that's not how people see it.
But I'm suggesting maybe another way to view it.
I can't tell you how to think.
I just did. I just did.
I wish I could tell you how to think.
You again, go to our website, everything. That's where you can find out. We'll see you on in around the country on the live show. Until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love and all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you're like me and you're just looking for a little bit of night food, night food in some crazy mood, you're working on your night food. I know that was the thing I said last night, but Katie and Kimberly said it.
It's been stuck with
and,
you, hasn't it?
And
you
I just,
you've been waiting 48
I've been
hours
thinking
to do
about
that.
Night food. For a for the spice lady's like, you know, for night food. And like, what is that? Well, sexual things that go on at night. And I've been thinking about time for some night food this evening.
You got to get laid. All right, everybody. If you are getting your night food on, good for you.
Get yourself some night food.
And after you're done,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.